Welcome back to the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast, where we cover how to grow your online business and market your magic in a way that has your ideal client raising their hand and pulling out their credit card, all while using spiritual practices and modalities to keep you regulated and aligned. I'm your host, Jess Angelini. Let's dive in. Okay, so today is another very special episode of the Online Marketing Alchemist podcast because it is my 31st birthday and I am really excited and eager to share the 31 lessons that are most present for me. I sat down today, I didn't overthink it, I just wrote down really what was most coming up for me. And it's important as I sit and reflect on the past year and really the past 31 years of my life, I wanted to come up with lessons that feel really present to me in this moment right now as I'm recording this. And as a mom, a business owner, a coach, a wife, a healer, which is a new identity that I'm leaning into, and as someone who is on this spiritual and entrepreneurial journey, there are so many lessons that I'm constantly learning and integrating. And so I love making these kinds of episodes because I feel like they're just really fun to look back on, but it's always really fun to also share what is present for us in these moments so that we can talk about it. So I'm going to do my best not to deep dive into this list. I have 31 lessons for my 31st birthday. But you know how I do. You know me. I am chatty. So I'm going to do my best not to expand too much on each of these. But if there is something that you hear that you're like, ooh, tell me more, please feel free to shoot me a message over on Instagram. My Instagram handle is at jess.angelini, A-N-G-E-L-I-N-I. And shoot me a DM and just say like, hey, you said this and I'd like to know more about that. Because truthfully, I could probably make a full episode about each of these things. But for now, I'm just going to list them off and let's just catch up. Let's talk about it. So the first lesson that I wrote down was that the spiritual journey is a journey. Embrace it and know that it never ends. Number two, it's better to say no and honor your truth than to say yes and feel resentful. Number three, when you don't take action because of fear, you create situations that drain you and then you let fear win. Number four, doing the work on yourself is like peeling an onion for all of eternity. The initial deep work you do on yourself peels back those first layers and they feel really hard and they feel like, oh my gosh, okay, this has to be it. But really, those are the first few layers. And once you start to peel, you realize that there are so many more layers and there's always more work to do. Keep going. Feedback is a gift. We often think it's better to keep things to ourselves. But in most cases, open communication is such a gift. That's also something I lean into as well as a leader and as a mom, just knowing that we are doing our best and we're never going to be perfect, but that we have to be open to repair. So if we do something that our children, someone deems as harming us or hurt their feelings or whatever it might be, and they let us know, that is such a gift. And for us to get closer to them and for us to repair and start to understand them at a deeper and more intimate level versus just brushing everything under the rug, pretending like there's no problems and then having resentments built up for years and years and years. That is some trauma that I definitely have and have been working through big time. And on that note, the next one is number six. Boundaries sometimes are about you not allowing people a certain level of access to you. So sometimes we think that boundaries are just communicating, you know, I really don't like it when you say things like this or do things like this. And what I've realized, especially since becoming a mom, is that boundaries, whether it be through our business, whether it be in our relationships, in our personal lives, whatever it might be, I've realized in many instances that boundaries are just for me in this season of life and beyond about me limiting who has access to my energy and when. Because so much of growing a business and showing up as the best version of ourselves requires a lot of energy. You have to be able to put that energy in if you want to get out what you want to get out of your business and your life. And so we really do only have so much energy, and boundaries are important in terms of even how much, how long, how, when, where we are giving our energy to certain people, or energy vampires, as one of my clients likes to call them, or energy vampires that can be not just people, but they could be tasks, situations, right? Different things that we have going on. Number 7, you don't know what you don't know. Before I was a mom, before I was pregnant, even during my pregnancy, there were certain things that I was like, I will never do that. I don't agree with that. And you just don't know. There was a moment where I had this moment exactly in the hospital, even right after giving birth to Jordan. And it just hit me that I was like, oh my gosh, be willing to change your mind. That's a big piece of this one. You just don't know what you don't know. So part 7A is be open to changing your mind. You will learn new things. You will be in new experiences. You're allowed to grow. You're allowed to evolve. You're allowed to do certain things in this season that are going to be more supportive to you and your family and your business and your life. You're allowed to make those decisions. You don't have to be married in a long-term relationship with everything that you're doing. It's okay for you to evolve. In fact, you should evolve. That's the whole thing, right? And then 7B lesson is stop judging people so harshly, or allowing people to judge people so harshly in front of you. So for me personally, I know that there were certain conversations I allowed myself to be a part of, or things about other people that I just don't want to be a part of anymore, because I just have realized that the more I live life, the more I experience situations that are harder than I thought they would be, the more I realize that you just have to honor yourself and let other people do what they're going to do. And just realize that you don't know what you don't know, and you truly do not know how you're going to react in certain situations unless you're in that situation yourself. Number 8, honor your gut instinct, whether it is about a friend, a family member, but whatever, you know, all those situations, right? My specific lesson is honoring my gut instinct. So many times through my business, in my gut, I knew certain feedback wasn't aligned. In my gut, I knew I didn't want to keep working with someone. In my gut, I knew that this specific way of launching or doing something just didn't sit right with me. This is how I felt at the beginning of my business so often, especially with sales tactics that I was being taught. And it stopped me from selling pretty much at all because I really didn't feel aligned, but that's what I was being told to do. So there are moments when you really need to honor your gut instinct. If your gut instinct says, no, I'm a no for this program, I'm a no for working with this person, I'm a no for this hire, I'm a no for this tactic, this strategy, whatever it may be, you really want to honor your no. It's so key. Honor your gut instinct. Number 9, when you notice a situation isn't working out anymore, honor that. I'm going to say that again. When you notice a situation isn't working out anymore, honor that. You might feel that in your body when you're in the situation, when you're doing the task. You might feel it when you think about where you're going, what your vision is. You might notice how much time certain things are taking you, and you just maybe don't want to do it anymore because it doesn't actually align with your vision of where you're going. Allow yourself to evolve. Allow yourself to notice it. don't notice it and then gaslight yourself into saying, oh, well, you know, actually, blah, blah, blah. At least explore it. At least get curious about why it feels like a no. And if it is a no, doing your best to take the steps to release it. Because the longer you try and force something that is no longer working for you, the harder it's going to be when it ends. Number 10, you are the leader of your life and your business. Make sure you are not in a weird power dynamic with anyone or anything inside of your business and your life. Keep your role clear and stay focused. Number 11, you need tools to process your emotions. Just going for it, just doing it. Yes, there is a level of that is so true, where you're never going to have the perfect mindset, the perfect situation, the perfect setup to do the thing. There's always going to be fear that pops up, right? But also, there are real emotions and real traumas that come through for us. I know for me, this is so real. I had a lot of trauma in my life, and just pushing myself wasn't enough. You have to have some tools. Go to therapy. Work with a somatic expert. Have coaches that understand energy and trauma-informed coaching, because there is so much BS that is really harmful in our industry. And you have to make sure that if you are going through some real emotion or some real things that you're processing, that you have the space to and the tools to process that. Because the truth is this: if you are really going for it in your business, if you are really stretching yourself in your marketing, you are going to come up against emotions. Things are going to trigger you, and you've got to be able to process that. Just moving forward anyway, yes, of course, and it's going to keep coming up and coming up and coming up until you really deal with it. So have tools, have support that can walk you through, that can support you in your emotions and your real, true energetic upgrades that you need. Number 12, seeing the best in people is a gift. It is a gift. Keep a soft heart no matter what. 13, stop beating yourself up. All you can do is better next time. Number 14, you will never regret taking pictures and videos. Even if you don't like how you look in the moment, your future self will always look back on you with much kinder and softer eyes and be so grateful for the memories that you captured. Number 15, always go to the concert. As a side note, Beyonce is always worth it, people, let me tell you. Number 16, get clear on what relationships are most important to you and focus on watering them. It's okay for roles in your life to shift around. It's okay for people who were closest to you to no longer maybe need to be the closest person to you. You can still love them and have them in your life. And there are times when you really need to look at, who are you spending your time with? Who are you spending your energy with? And can you really work on watering those relationships and focusing on them? Number 17, you deserve clothes that fit you right now. You don't need to lose weight before you go shopping. You don't need to punish yourself for whatever you're going through or whatever's going on. You deserve clothes that fit you right now. Go buy a pair of jeans. If you don't have a pair of jeans right now, for whatever reason, find one pair that you feel pretty good in, that you feel like you like, and have it for you. Even just one pair will do your mental health wonders. 18, rejection is goddess's protection. This is so true. There's often a reason why things don't work out. Even if it seems like it's the biggest, best opportunity that didn't work out and it feels unfair, process that, be with that, be present to that, and then shift into trust. The universe is always looking out for you. There is something better coming your way. There is something amazing and incredible that you're going to be able to do. And you would have never had the opportunity had this other thing worked out, I promise. And sometimes something looks really great and it's not that great. I had that situation happen a couple of times. Number 19, this is a big one. Let your triggers guide you. Be present with them. Don't make them wrong. Don't try to push through. Notice what is coming up. Notice what is triggering you emotionally, what feels weird in your body. Just really being present with and noticing what triggers you is going to be really helpful. I promise, let them guide you. Let it be an arrow that points you to the more inner work that you need to do on yourself, or let you know that certain situations maybe aren't working out anymore and you can release them. Number 20, follow what brings you joy always. Number 21, don't apologize for what you love, for who you are, or for what you do. Don't do it, girl. Do not apologize for that. If you love Bravo, love Bravo. Stop telling people that it's trash TV, okay? Stop saying, well, it's my guilty pleasure. Just like what you like. You don't have to be guilty about it. That's my pet peeve. People will be like, oh, you watch Housewives or must be your guilty pleasure. There is no guilt on my end about my love of Bravo TV and the Housewives. Those are my girls. I love watching it. And there's a lot of things, even with tarot cards, for example, there's a lot of people I see that they feel the need to like make jokes about what they like and what they, you know, because society deems things as silly, as weird, as wrong, as bad. And we internalize that. And then we make ourselves wrong and make excuses for or make jokes about what we love, which having a sense of humor about what we love is totally fine and great. And I want us to notice more and more of what we are deeming as guilty pleasure, what we are deeming as having some energy around some things that we don't need to have energy around. There's a reason why we like what we like and just be okay with that. Other people's judgment around that is not your business. All righty, number 22. When you put real boundaries in place, you have to do your best to let go of people's reactions to your boundaries. It is so much easier said than done. But other people's reactions to your boundaries are not your responsibility. Your responsibility is your well-being and your mental health and your energy. And you cannot control how people view you, how people react to you. All you can do is be responsible for what you need and do your best to keep your side of the street clean. And that's it. That is it. Okay, number 23. In the same relation, building off of 22, it's not a badge of honor to be in any sort of relationship with someone who is toxic. Doesn't matter who they are to you, what relationship they have to you, family, friends, business, coach, team, whatever it is. When someone is truly toxic and you give them chance after chance and you try thing after thing, you at some point have to cut them off so you can thrive. If someone is truly toxic, it's not a badge of honor. It's not fun to complain about. The freedom you experience when you are allowed to thrive and you don't have these toxic things weighing you down is next level, I promise. Number 24, prioritize spaces and relationships that make you feel good in your body. Number 25, spend time outside, go for a walk, do some breathing or meditating or listening to a podcast or reading or journaling on your balcony or on your lawn or in your yard or at the beach or at the park. Get outside. When you need a new hit of inspiration, change up the energy. It always works. Number 26, they say you need a village to raise a baby, and that is 100% true, but the village isn't something that you automatically are a part of based on proximity to the parent. The village, being a part of someone's village for real, is about how you show up for them. I know for us, some of the most core members of our village are our friends, and our chosen family because of how they show up for us and how we show up for them. I know we're a part of some villages as well. You need the village. And when you are a part of someone's village, it's not about you. It's about you showing up to support that person in the way that they best need. It's not about being self-serving. And number 27, animal medicine is the best medicine. When in doubt, snuggle that fur baby. I have Jupiter next to me right now as we speak, and it always feels so nice to spend time snuggling your animals or your baby, whatever baby you've got. But for me, sometimes I just need some Jupiter snuggles and that magical purring energy that just brings all of us so much peace. 28, it's much better to receive support from trusted people than to struggle by yourself. So going back to the village one, right? You can't have a village if you don't let a village in. You can't have a true business that has legs, that has growth, if you don't have support. You will never grow. In order for you to achieve all of your goals, you've got to let support in. You have to have breakthroughs around support. Struggling yourself will literally only take you so far. 29, you don't need to explain yourself. You can just be who you are. It's okay if people don't get it. Number 30, it's okay to evolve. It's safe to evolve. It's important to evolve. And number 31, last but certainly not least, prioritize joy. Look at your calendar. Think about how you feel at the end of the day. Do you have joy? Do you have fun happening in your life? If not, you've got to shift some things and prioritize that. There's going to be hard moments of grief, but even within grief, joy can exist. So make sure that you are letting joy in, letting love in, letting fun in. Life should be about living and enjoying ourselves, and all you have is right now. It can be so easy to let the anxieties of what's going to happen, what could happen in your life, in the world, stop you from living right now. Really, all we can do is enjoy our lives right now, is to control how we are doing right now and do our best to live in our alignment with our values and keep our side of the street clean and leave things better than the way that we found them, and also have fun. All right, that was it for me. These are what feels so present for me in the moment. Do any of these resonate with you? Please send me a message over on my Instagram at jess.angelini to let me know. And is there anything you want me to go deeper on? That will be helpful too. I can chat about these forever. That is all for now. Thank you so much for listening. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to you. And I cannot wait to chat more next episode.